AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and Israel intensified their bombardment of Iran's security forces today while a U.S. submarine sunk an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. Hi, Panjwani has the latest.
President Trump says he believes the U.S. is doing a good job at handling its war with Iran.
Somebody said, on a scale of 10, where would you rate it? I said about a 15.
Earlier Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt echoed that sentiment.
This is a rogue terrorist regime that has been threatening the United States, our allies, and our people for 47 years. And the American people are smart enough to know that. And they've also been smart enough to listen to the president himself.
She also pushed back against criticisms that the administration didn't do enough to ensure Americans could leave the Middle East.
There have been plans in place, and that the State Department has been very clear to the American people traveling within this region not to travel to these regions.
The war has killed more than 1,000 people in Iran, more than 50 in Lebanon, and around a dozen in Israel, according to officials in those countries. Hiya Panjwani at the White House.
In Congress's first vote on the war, Senate Republicans voted down an effort to halt it. After yesterday's primary elections in Texas, Representative Jasmine Crockett has conceded the Democratic race for U.S. Senate. Julie Walker reports she's urging the party to unite behind State Representative James Tallarico.
Crockett says Texas can turn blue if the party stays together. The AP had already called the race for Tallarico early Wednesday. At her Tuesday night election party, Crockett had told supporters,
"We were able to keep the polls open, but I can tell you now that people have been disenfranchised. The reason that we knew that there were problems is because we were receiving the phone calls and the emails."
Tallarico will face the winner of the Republican runoff between Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton for that Texas Senate seat. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he will soon endorse one of the Republican candidates and ask the other to drop out. This is AP News. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was on Capitol Hill today defending the state's efforts to combat fraud.
Walz told a House committee they've been hampered by President Trump's immigration crackdown. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer told Walz Minnesota has not been good stewards of the taxpayer dollars.
The Democrat position is, well, keep the money flowing. The American taxpayers have had enough.
Walz said he wanted to work with the federal government, but the immigration surge was making that more difficult.
The fragile innocence of the 5-year-old boy in a bunny hat being led away from his family. The maddening cruelty of a barely clothed man, a U.S. citizen, being dragged from his house in the dead of winter. The sheer devastation we feel of seeing the lifeless bodies of Renee Good and Alex Preddy.
The Trump administration cited fraud as one justification for its enforcement action. State Attorney General Keith Ellison said Operation Metro Surge did nothing to address fraud in Minnesota. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.